Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the part two of the how to restructure your business in order for you to recognize profit in your business. And I want to brief over what we have gone through in the first sessions, and then I'm going to go dive into the second sessions. So this, I'm going to share my screen. So in the first part of the lesson, I have shared with you the organization charge of a small business from $0 to $15 million. And the way that I have structured this is that it's right, go right into how company can obtain revenue and how companies spend their money and what are the key essential business functions that company need to look in at. So in here, I have laid out for you, of course, you know, when we have revenue, we need to recognize profit first, and then whatever left from the profit part, that's what you're gonna spending on your expenses. And how do you smartly allocate and using your expenses? I would tell you this, one of the secret actually, not, I don't know if it's a secret. So as an auditor, I have spent about almost 20 years in the accounting and auditing industries. And I had audit from a startup business all the way to a $1 billion business. And including all of this are IPO, company have gone in public. And so if any of you here have a knowledge or a basis on a publicly traded company, they have to report in their 10K and 10Q. And in that reporting, they have to explain what we call as management discussion and analysis is MD&A. And with that MD&A, people have to explain how the company be able to sustain and grow and how all of the money are being used. But never after reading hundreds and hundreds of financial statements from privately held to publicly held to publicly traded companies, I never seen this type of analysis that seven key components of cost. The reason is that I'm doing this is because out of my own pain. As a business owner, I own multiple businesses, and one of the very new business and freshly that we never done before is a business to consumer type of business, and that is an educational coding school, and it's a franchise that we bought. And because of that, all of the pain that I have gone through in creating and starting this business is giving me even more motivation in really how that I can use the money wisely and where should I spend the money wisely. Let me dive into the seven key components of the cost. So we're going to go to, as we discussed yesterday, what are the seven key costs that every good single business owners need to know? First is business, under business development, how much money do we spend in attracting leads? How much money do we spend to convert those leads into customer? This is number two. And then number three is what is the cost of we delivering that services or that product or manufacture the products and bring it into the hand of our customer? And number four is cost to maintain the customer, cost to ensure that consistent product quality. Number five is cost to sustain and grow our business. Number six is essential must-have business functions in every single business if you want to thrive in this industry. And number seven is still a very key number. How do you keep a company together? How you want to move forward? You need to have a strong culture, a strong core values, and be able to keep your team together. So you need to invest in that. So that's number seven. We have seven key costs, and I'm going to dive right into and giving you a further detailed analysis on how can I tally up the each of this key cost component. because this is where you're going to have to really translating whatever the number that your accountants or yourself have been accumulating, that how do you really account for lead attraction costs. Thus, I'm call it charge of account. And I'm going to go to one by one scenario. And, you know, of course, there's always exception. There will always be exception. But every single expense that you have spending on, I can guarantee you, is going to be have to fall into one of these seven buckets. And you have to think carefully which bucket should be going into it. Let me go here. It's the charge of account.